This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it. It never has and it never will. It does not matter who the host is. Anyways, we are broadcasting live from Energy Safety Canada 2024. Today is Tuesday, April the 30th of 2024, day 121 of the year, and only 245 days left to go. I would love to tell you that we're broadcasting from the studio, but you can definitely tell from the background noise that that is not exactly what's going on. So we are coming to you across on Safety FM, and then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues at that other place.
Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Okay, so today is going to be a plethora of things on how we're going to go through it. So let me explain to you how we were having this discussion earlier last week about what exactly is going to happen. So today we're going to be broadcasting in and out, coming onto you on SafetyFM.com. So you're also going to be able to take a listen to it on the podcast network, and you'll be able to take a listen as we are hanging out doing this from Energy Safety Canada. Now, what's going to take place throughout the day, outside that we're doing the Rated R Safety Show this morning, we're also going to, I say this morning because it is still, 10 o'clock in the morning over here. But as you're able to take a listen, what we're going to have is we're going to have the presenters come off the stage and we're going to talk to them directly. So this morning, we're coming into you a little bit later than what the normal standpoint is, but we're going to cover all of the information that we normally cover during the Rated R Safety Show. So you don't have to worry about that. This is not the PG version of the Rated R Safety Show. We're still going to do the things that we do because, hey, we're all about news. We're all about the show. We're all about everything that's going on in real time. So here's what's going to happen. Outside of the podcast network, so if you're listening on the radio live this morning, what's going to happen is that we'll dump this into the podcast format shortly after this. But outside of that, everything else is going to be as live as in living color. We're going to have a slew of characters around here today, and we'll have some of your own podcast hosts that are already here. We'll have some Brett Suttons of the world hang out. We're also going to have some conversations with Josh, who's been doing some presentations with Brent, and then we'll have Jeff Lith come in probably later this afternoon, so be on the lookout for that. But as we're here at this event at Energy Safety Canada, it is in Banff, one of the most beautiful locations that you can actually probably go to. And of course, this Florida boy is dying this morning because it is, let's take a look, roughly 30 degrees and it is snowing this morning. So of course, that's not something that I'm accustomed to actually taking a look at, but we'll take a look around at exactly what is going to be going on. So don't worry about that information because we're going to cover it. It's kind of funny as we're talking about this. We have some people already walking by and doing all the great information that they're actually going through. So that's funny on how this whole thing works out itself. So don't worry about that particular portion. So as we're going to go through this morning, if you want to interact with the show, not a problem whatsoever. Go to callinradio.com. That's the easiest way to do it. Callinradio.com will have the interaction portion. We'll be able to do all the information of you being able to interact with what is going on with the show. Callinradio. Now, you will notice that there is no video feed this morning, but that's not a problem. We'll take care of some of that stuff as we're going throughout the week. Internet signal low, so that's how those things normally work out, but we'll take care of the rest of the information as it is going on. So let's go ahead right away and start talking about what the hell was trending in the overnight.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as we take a look at the trends of the ends of the end, Adam Neumann bids for WeWork fails and Tesla stocks roars back. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Also, Taylor Swift sets another musical record, and while Travis Kelce lands a sweet deal, and we'll talk a little bit more about that once we get into show business. Additionally, Disney releases the trailer for the new Lion King movie, and Chelsea Handler sets the record straight on Housewives rumor, so don't have to worry about that particular portion right there. Also, we'll get into some details about that inside of the casting call. Also, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle announce a trip to Africa, and we'll get into some of that information as we're going through the whole rigmarole here, because that's what we do. So don't worry, you'll hear the background noise because this is the way that it's going to go throughout this week. But we're going to make sure to take care of you. So don't worry, sit back, relax, and we're going to go into some news right now. So here's the news coming your direction.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Nick Harper. The pro-Palestinian protests at New York's Columbia University have intensified and spread, with students now occupying a building. The university told other students not to come to campus on Tuesday as the situation in New York escalates, and there's been more arrests across the country, as FSN Sally Patterson reports from New York.
We've seen escalations here at Columbia University as protesters who had been camped out on the university quad took over a building as well. They occupied Hamilton Hall at around 12:30 a.m. local time, where inside some staff members were. They said that there had been a scuffle with some of those protesters. One of the staff members ended up with a cut on their hand. We've seen growing tensions here at Columbia for several days now, with the university setting a deadline for 2 p.m. on Monday for the campus to be cleared of protesters. Those protesters did a vote among the encampment, and they almost overwhelmingly decided to stay despite the risk of suspension.
U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is in the Middle East in an uphill push to broker a ceasefire in Gaza and delay Israel's planned invasion of the city of Rafah. Israel says it's the last bastion of Hamas militants, but more than 1 million displaced Palestinians are also sheltering there, as FSN's Kate Fisher reports from Washington.
The intense diplomatic effort reflects the urgency for ending the heavy toll on civilians as U.S. President Joe Biden heads into a re-election fight. Protests on college campuses have added to the pressure on the president to broker an end to the conflict. Mr. Blinken's also
Hey, are you tired of hanging around and talking about safety in a boring kind of format? Well, I got something for you. If you haven't hung out with us yet at safetyfm.com, I'm going to encourage you to do so. Yeah, if you come out to Safety FM, you can come hang out with all kinds of safety professionals. Some are safety professionals. Some are just people that are talking about safety. But we want to do it in a format that makes it fun and entertaining. If you're kind of trying to figure out what the FM portion is, well, we're a radio station and also a podcast network. You can come out, hang out, listen to my show, The Jay Allen Show. You can listen to Todd Conklin with the pre-accident investigation, Blaine J. Hoffman with the safety pro, The Hop Nerd, Sam Goodman, just to name a few on what could be found on the station. Different things for different people trying to bring safety in an entertaining form. SafetyFM.com. Go to the website, download the app, and carry it with you all day long. SafetyFM.com. We'll be waiting for you.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss.
They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
In order to save the planet from cow farts, why doesn't someone just invent really large Gas X pills?
God, what's that awful stench?
Radio.
Okay, always a good time when you're doing live radio. As you are fully aware, everything drops from sometimes, but that's what just happened right there. If you're in the middle of the news sequence, you definitely probably heard that whole thing flipping out, but don't worry about that. We're going to make sure that you're still taken care of because, you know, that's the stuff that we do around here. It's not just a portion of the audio that we do. It's the whole audio segment, so don't worry about that. We will get you some feature story news.
Feature story news in Washington, I'm Nick Harper. The pro-Palestinian protests at New York's Columbia University have intensified and spread, with students now occupying a building. The university told other students not to come to campus on Tuesday as the situation in New York escalates, and there's been more arrests across the country, as FSN Sally Patterson reports from New York.
We've seen escalations here at Columbia University as protesters who had been camped out on the university quad took over a building as well. They occupied Hamilton Hall at around 12:30 a.m. local time, where inside some staff members were. They said that there had been a scuffle with some of those protesters. One of the staff members ended up with a cut on their hand. We've seen growing tensions here at Columbia for several days now, with the university setting a deadline for 2 p.m. on Monday for the campus to be cleared of protesters. Those protesters did a vote among the encampment, and they almost overwhelmingly decided to stay despite the risk of suspension.
U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is in the Middle East in an uphill push to broker a ceasefire in Gaza and delay Israel's planned invasion of the city of Rafah. Israel says it's the last bastion of Hamas militants, but more than a million displaced Palestinians are also sheltering there, as FSN's Kate Fisher reports from Washington.
The intense diplomatic effort reflects the urgency for ending the heavy toll on civilians as US President Joe Biden heads into a re-election fight. Protests on college campuses have added to the pressure on the president to broker an end to the conflict. Mr. Blinken's also seeking to advance an ambitious post-war plan that would see a pathway for the creation of a Palestinian state.
Donald Trump has been fined $9,000 for violating a gag order at his criminal hush money trial, now in its third week. The former president faces 34 counts of falsifying business records for allegedly paying off an adult film actress ahead of the 2016 election. FSN's Iris Spitzer reports.
In a written order, Judge Juan Merchan fined Donald Trump $1,000 each for 9 online statements the former president has made disparaging witnesses and other elements of the legal proceedings. He also ordered Trump to remove the posts in question from his website and the Truth social media platform. The third week of the blockbuster trial sees banker Gary Farrow on the stand again. Farrow is testifying about details of an account he helped Trump's former fixer Michael Cohen open, which prosecutors say was used to facilitate the hush money payment.
A 14-year-old boy has died after a sword attack in London. A man was arrested and a serious incident was declared following the stabbing of several people. From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking today at the man who thinks you should be paying for your internet search engine. Vladimir Prelevach describes himself as a serial entrepreneur and former vice president at the web hosting company GoDaddy. He is now dedicating himself to a Silicon Valley startup called Kaggy.com, which claims to be the only internet search engine that protects users' privacy and does not deliver results that are skewed by advertisers who are paying for more prominent placement.
Search being free is one of the most entrenched habits in our society. Without really wondering, like, how the heck is this possible that search is free, and yet the companies providing it are one of the most wealthiest companies in the world. But I'm pretty much convinced that in the future, more people will value the information they put in their brains. You know, information we consume shapes our thoughts and behaviors. It has tremendous impact on who we are. So to receive information from the world's largest advertising company sounds really dystopian.
He, of course, means Google. 26,000 people so far have signed up for Kaggy.com, agreeing to pay at least $10 a month for the service. His team is now also working on a web browser and an email service that will similarly promise to be uninfluenced by ads in an effort to purify the user experience on the World Wide Web. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
And the main news again, the pro-Palestinian protests at New York's Columbia University have intensified and spread, with students now occupying a building. US Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is in the Middle East in an uphill push to broker a ceasefire in Gaza and delay Israel's planned invasion of the city of Rafah. And Donald Trump has been fined $9,000 for violating a gag order at his criminal hush money trial. That's Feature Story News, Nick Harper reporting.
You are listening to a radio god. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, there you go. 18 minutes past the top of the hour as you got to hear all the news sources right there of everything that's going on. So always an interesting time as we're going through the whole process here. So let's get into the shit list real quick because people are going to want to know exactly what's going on. So let's talk about this. The founder of WeWork, of office sharing company, who was later forced and pushed out of the squandering of billions of investment dollars, won't get his hands back on the company after all. Adam Neumann, left the company just before the pandemic hit, though the 9-figure golden parachute that he did receive. Of course, since then, demand for office space has never rematerialized, and the company has floundered ever since. WeWork entered into bankruptcy back in November of last year. Rumors swirled in the recent weeks that Neumann was leading a group of investors to take control of the company. But on Monday, the company announced they had struck a deal that with creditors that climb out of bankruptcy. So there you go. That's some good signs there. At arm's length, they're being able to hold them off. So it'll be interesting to take a look exactly what is going on, because people are going to want to know what happened to WeWork, because that is what the information normally goes about and all that kind of fun stuff. But this information is coming to you according to Bloomberg. So keep that in mind as we go through the whole process. Bloomberg is the one that's pushing forward the whole thing. So that's always going to be the important portion. So speaking of office spaces, small businesses are having a hard time paying their monthly rents as they did the thick of the pandemic. In April, 43% of small businesses couldn't pay their rent in full. And it gets worse. Hardest hit are independently owned restaurants, where the majority at 52% say that they couldn't pay the rent in April. So keep in mind of this real quick. It's kind of a combination of both things. Worse yet, more than half of the respondents say that their rent is higher now than what it was 6 months ago. Now, listen, because I live in Orlando, I can reference some of this stuff. But what has happened overall is that some of the people that were out there in the restaurant world in Orlando, even with being in a popular restaurant, have been forced to fold. Like there is one prominent guy that's actually out of Orlando. And so that is one of those things that he had a barbecue restaurant, decided to open kind of a southern restaurant, and all of a sudden had to fold that southern restaurant because he was unable to afford the rent based on the price change of the rent that had occurred. So it was just kind of amazing in regards to taking a look at that, because you would think that, hey, with somebody so well established in the area, that would not be the case. So that's what's going on right now. It's kind of one of those interesting ones as we do take a look overall of what exactly is happening. So keep that in mind as we are talking this morning. What else do I see around here? Let's talk about this real quick. Tesla stock roared back after a dip last week after Elon Musk visited China and announced approval from the Chinese Communist Party to deploy the company's self-driving technology there. Tesla will use map data from Chinese tech company Baidu for the rollout. Its stock gained over 15% of the news, 15% after the news came out. So that's something to think about. So I guess, you know, when you say, hey, we're going to roll something out in a totally different country, it's some thoughts to give to that overall. The company already operates a massive production facility in Shanghai. All this information is coming to you from The Guardian. So keep that in mind as we are moving forward and going through the whole thing. So let's talk about being schooled real quick, because people are going to want to know about that. Schooled Columbia University announced that it would begin suspending students who continue to occupy the anti-Israel tent enclave on the grounds after they refuse to pack things up on Monday afternoon, by the Monday afternoon deadline. So at the press briefing Monday, one organizer told the media that they will not move unless they're forced. So that will be something that will be interesting to see as we're going through that whole process right there. So no doubt about that. Meanwhile, at UCLA, social media videos show protesters blocking Jewish students' access to the building. When he asked one of them why he was not allowed into the building, one protester told him, "We're not engaging into any of that information." When the students tried to make their way through the line at their hands in the air, some of the brutish offs in the face of the with the face mask came to rescue or stand. There is all kinds of racism, and it's all wrong. There's some videos online available to take a look at some of that stuff if you're so inclined to take a look at what exactly is going on right there. Also, in some other information, Washington State Patrol spent Sunday afternoon rounding up zebras that had escaped from a transport vehicle. Now, I want you to think about that. They escaped from a transport vehicle, so how in the hell did that happen? You know, it's always an amazing time when you start taking a look at some of this stuff and go, okay, hold on. So if you're transporting zebras, you would think that to some extent there would be something there that you would look at and go, this is not the way that it's supposed to work, but that was not the case. So, with that being said, the driver said that four zebras ran off when he had made a stop to secure the trailer. Three of the four ended up gazing in a nearby field after running through traffic and gaining the attention of locals in North Bend. The fourth remains at large. The driver said that the zebras were en route to Montana as part of a private sale. This is according to KING. Now, I say KING, and it's going to sound like, why don't you just say King? Because it's not King. It's the actual name of the station out there. That's reporting it. So just some information to think about as we are hanging and banging here on, you know, the Rated R Safety Show. Anyways, currently 24 minutes past the top of the hour. We are still broadcasting from Energy Safety Canada 2024, coming to you from in Banff, Canada. Yeah, it's a little chilly morning, at least chilly morning for yours truly here to talk about. So take a listen to this. Joe Henley is asking for public to help locating Wally, his emotional support alligator. Did you hear me? Did you hear what I said? His emotional support alligator is what exactly they asked for in regards of actually having some of that stuff set up. So in a TikTok video, Henley says that the gator was stolen from an enclosure in Georgia about a week ago. In an update over the weekend, Henley shared that it was told that the gator had been dropped off at a local swamp by a trapper who removed him from someone's backyard. So how did the gator get from one side to the other? Well, that's always going to be one of those questions to ask. While the chances of finding a Wally now are extremely slim, Henny says is that he's hopeful that Paul Bernard from Gator Boys will join the search in regard to finding him. To keep up to date with what the hell is going on with Wally, you can check out his TikTok or with Wally and the Henley whole rigmarole, because there is nothing else besides that. This is according to CBS. So this is coming from CBS News. This is not some, you know, some run-of-the-mill station trying to give you all this information. This information actually is coming directly from CBS. So that's some things to think about as we are talking through the whole process there. So let's talk real quick about what the hell happened with the Dow Industrial yesterday. The Dow increased about 146 points to close at 38,386 on Monday. The S&P's increased by 16 points and to close at right at 5,116. And the NASDAQ increased by 55 points to close at 15,983. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.65 on Monday. And Bitcoin ticked down on Monday about 0.3% and trading just under $63,000. So keep that in mind as we are talking. There was more than 2,770 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Monday, and more than 75 such cancellations. So keep that in mind. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $257 million jackpot, or $115.6 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you still have the opportunity to do so. So keep that in mind as we are talking about the whole thing in regards of what is going on right there. So some fun times as we are talking. Anyways, let's talk about some showbiz news real quick. The Weeknd is giving $2 million to his XO Humanitarian Fund and the World Food Program response for his efforts in Gaza. The money will be provide over 18 million loaves of bread to about 157,000 Palestinian people. In 2023, he donated about $2.5 million to the WFP Gaza Fund that covered over 4 million emergency meals. This is according to Billboard magazine. So keep that in mind as we are talking about this. Also, in some other news, I did reference this, so I have to talk about it, even though, you know, I'm not a Swiftie me personally. But hey, if you're one, you know, good for you. I mean, I'm not going to say anything weird about you wanting to do whatever the hell you want. So Taylor Swift tortured Poets Department sold over 2.61 million album copies equivalent units within the first week. That is the best for any album since Adele's 2015 album 25, which sold 3.482 million units. Swift also said the record is the highest streaming number ever in one week, with more than 891 million on-demand streams. The previous record was held by Drake with Scorpion, which had 746 million streams the week debuted back in 2018. Meanwhile, Tay's boyfriend Travis Kelce is now the highest paid tight end in the league with his recent $34 million contract extension. This is according to Page Six. So there you go. Some information going on right there as we are talking, because, hey, why would you not talk about some of this stuff? Because that is what is going on, no doubt about it. So a lot of stuff going on inside of the world. And listen, people get into some interesting stuff as they start talking. So just keep that in mind as we are looking and going through the whole rig here because, hey, there's a lot of stuff. Anyways, we are still coming to you from Energy Safety Canada here in Banff. You know, and here's the fun part. As I'm taking a look around, the floor here has opened. And when I say the floor, I'm talking about the vendor floor where people are able to come around and take a look at what the hell the vendors are doing. And as I'm taking a look around, a lot of people making their way through it. So if you're not in Banff, you're definitely missing out. I would strongly recommend, if you've never been to this particular event, you need to plan to come here next year. No doubt. Because, listen, this is my second year in a row coming here. And they've been doing this roughly, from what I understand, about 72 years. And so definitely I am behind the curve here. I'm not going to lie. But it seems like it's one of these things that things are really changing in regards of what people are looking at, in regards of what they're wanting to do. So it's one of those things that it's just amazing to me in regards to the amount of people that are here. I want to say there's just right at about 1,000 people at this particular conference. And, you know, we are out in the mountains. I mean, let's not lie here. It's a good spot to be in. So if you're not here, plan for it. I think it'll be a good time for you in regards of what is going on, because, hey, you never know what is going to happen next time around. And listen, you can actually go to the Safety Energy Canada website and take a look at what's going on. That's just my thought process. This is how I found out about a good chunk of it last year. So we'll see what happens when it is all said and done. So there you go. Let's continue talking real quick. Let's see. Currently 30 minutes past the top of the hour. We have all kinds of information still coming up. And like I was saying earlier, if you are kind of hanging out, doing some things here, there is some stuff that we probably need to talk about. We need to talk about some things that are going on today. We will be coming in and out of this radio station. Besides, it will be doing a portion of the podcast network as well, talking about what is going on inside of the world. Because we're going to be talking about what is going on here. And I will tell you, I've been amazed so far on what has happened over the last 24 hours. Last night was the 10-year anniversary of the Safety Differently Book Club. So I was pretty amazed about what's going on. So I don't know. Anyway, so let's continue talking. It is roughly about 31 minutes past the top of the hour. So I think it's time to do that thing that we normally do around here, that we normally call our main story. So why don't we get into that right now?
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So I'll tell you, I'm sitting here as we're coming around and talking about all the great information. I had somebody just sent me an article from LinkedIn with the reference piece that says, "Is Safety Differently a Cult?" That is the name of the article. Now, I want to reference this because I think, therefore I am. It's always amazing when people start thinking and talking about stuff in regards of cult-like, cult-ish, cult maybe. How are things changing? Agent of change, however you want to take a look at it. And here's the gig that I'm going to tell you. As we're talking about some of this stuff and taking a look at it, what in your lifetime can you look at that there is not a portion that people will give some consideration or a level of thought that goes, huh, that seems like a cult to me? Now think about that, and we're going to tread lightly here. We're going to tread real lightly here as we're talking about this. Because I think that sometimes, and this is my opinion, so that's the great part about it, is that sometimes people take a look at information and don't entirely comprehend what they're getting into. Because look, I can own a Ford car and people can tell me that I'm part of a cult because I drive Fords like so many other people do. I can like something in regards of, hey, I might go to X location to have some level of enjoyment. Maybe I like to go to church. Maybe I like to go to a bar. Maybe people tend to take a look at this stuff. Like, I remember I used to go to a CrossFit gym many, many years ago in Tampa. And because of the people at the CrossFit gym hung out together and did things alike, some people said, you know, they're very cultish over there because of it. And these are the things where I get mixed up. These are the things where I get confused when it comes about information and talking about some of this. The reason that I say this is for the following reason. Because When you have a level of dedication to X, anybody can say, this is what's going on. Now, listen, there are some other sides of the equation here. There are some other sides where you can say, oh, yeah, that's definitely a cult. So is your safety program, as we're talking about this, a cult? Because one can sit here and we can argue about the cult of personality if you really want to do that. But I don't see that there'll be value added into what we're talking about. I don't think there'll be value added about me saying anything along those lines. What I really think that we should do and give some serious consideration to is, because something is different to what you might like, it does not necessarily make it, quote unquote, a cult. Now, I know that this is going to be a controversial subject in regards of talking about this, because we're here talking about this at an event and all that other kind of fun stuff. And people are going to get all gung-ho about covering some of this information during this time. And that's not a big deal, but this is just something that we'll talk about as we go through it. Now, listen, all of my thought process here about talking about this, about this information, this is my thought process, not the thought process of the event where I'm actually sitting at or anything along those lines. So I want to be as clear as possible, because I don't want to hear anything later on about people going, hey, well, you said that while you were there. Is that their belief system? So the answer is no.
Duh.
But that is just to make sure that we are going over the information directly. So when you take a look at what's going on inside of your work organization, and there is some level or desire of change that wants to go into, or that you might want to go into inside of that organization, do you look at it and say, yes, I have now determined, because of this change that you want to go through, maybe we should give some consideration that there is a level of cult-like, cult-ish stuff? I don't know. It's weird when people start saying that. Because just because someone has dedication to something, just because someone has an idea that they like or want to improve something, does not make them a cult. So keep that in mind as we're going through it. I mean, I really was planning on coming on here this morning and talking about some much happier grounds of stuff, but it doesn't seem like that was the path that we were going to go through after I received that article from a dear friend of mine, a dear friend and colleague, I may say, in regards to some of that information. So just keep that in mind as we're going through the whole process as we are talking. So let's talk about this real quick as we are still doing portion of our main story. Later this afternoon, we're going to have some people jump in and we're going to be talking directly on the radio station. That's on safetyfm.com, as we are on safetyfm.com and on Radio Big this morning. So we'll be talking and we'll go over some of the information after the actual presentations themselves. So you want to be on the lookout for that as we're going through the whole process. So keep that in mind as we are broadcasting here from Energy Safety Canada here in good old Banff.
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
Warning. Listening to other radio stations could cause testicle shrinkage.
I'm talking truth.
Go 42 minutes past the top of the hour. We are still hanging out here at Energy Safety Canada, coming to you from Banff. This is the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, that right there in the background, you're taking a listen to No Room. Yeah, that's Keston Wright coming to you right there. You can give that a little streamer emer action if you want to do so. All you have to do is go to Spotify, Apple Music, or to YouTube Music. Yeah, that one's called No Room. We always enjoy when we get to play some new music here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubters about it. Yep, some good stuff as we are hanging out right there. There you go. Yeah, some good stuff. What do you think? Are you liking it? Are you enjoying it? How's life treating you? I think it's some good times as we're doing it. So there you go. Anyways, let's get back into the move and the groove of things that we have going on, because it's always a good time when you and I get to hang out. Thank you for the people that are sending messages to callinradio.com as we're able to take a look at what exactly is going on out there in the move and the groove of things. No doubt about that. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. That'll take care of all of that information for you. No doubt about it. So TWLOHA.com. Go all the way to the far right hand side and click on the section that says find help, because you're already on To Write Love on Her Arms. Listen, all kinds of plethora of information, anything from addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, readily available right there on the website for you. So keep that in mind as we are talking and going through the whole move and groove of the whole thing. That's TWLOHA.com. So let's continue talking real quick, because we always have some information of things that are going on, things that are happening, things that are moving and grooving, because there is no doubt about what is happening inside of our world. No, seriously. I mean, you look at it and you kind of chuckle sometimes on some of these things that are happening, but I look at it and I go, you never know what is going to happen. You never know what we're going to be talking about. You never know what information is going to be covered. So let's get into some stuff right away real quick. So let's talk about support structure. Of course, it's pretty obvious of having tension in your relationship can be a stressful thing, but according to researchers at Birmingham University, the connection between stress and having an unsupportive partner too, and that could affect your health. There, in their study, the researchers found that wives who received support more negatively, rejecting or help, felt less understood, validated and cared for by their partner, and had a stress amplifying effect, meaning that levels of stress and hormones, cortisol, is also increased by that right there. High levels of cortisol can lead to increased risk of obesity and cancer, and a heart disease, accelerated aging of the immune system. On a happier note, though, those who said that their partner showed positive support showed lower stress levels and felt understood and validated and cared for. My wife has already been very supportive. Every day she encouraged me to get out there and find a real job. Okay, so maybe that's not the support that we're actually talking about. Also, well, my first wife definitely can't say that I'm not supportive. I've been paying for her for years. Or is that my second wife? Now I'm not even sure anymore. It's just something to think about as we are talking. So anyways, that's some information to think about. I don't know how your relationship is, and maybe this is not the conversation for you and I to be having of, hey, let's have a discussion about your relationships, because I don't know how it goes. I don't know how anything happens, but I just talk about stuff because, you know, I get to hang out behind a microphone and talk about the things that are going on. Take a listen to this real quick. It's a good idea to snack before heading out to the grocery store. New research shows that that food shopping on an empty stomach can lead to a serious overspending. A poll of 2,000 adults in the USA found that the average person spends an extra $26 per trip when they are hungry. With the average person making about 2 grocery runs per week, you could do the math real quick and let her stack up on stacks. Because, listen, if you do 2 extra runs there and you're doing that a week and you're spending an extra $26, we're talking somewhere in the $52 mark. And so twice a week, you do that four times a month, we're talking now in the $200 level. We're talking $208, to say the least. I think that there's some other things that you can be doing, no doubt about that. Anyways, let's talk about Did You Know? Because I think it's time to do that. Researchers have found that if you pat the back, statistically improves your chances of successful basketball free throw. Yeah, you heard me right there. Demonstrating the power of human touch, a team at the University of Basel and Purdue studied a video from games of 60 of about 60 games played by women basketball team and 835 incidents of 2 free throws. That's 1-2. The data showed that the chance of scoring rose when the teammates showed their support through touching them. The effect only happened after a failed first shot, which the study author explained that in her conclusion, writing support from teammates is the most helpful when the stress level is already high because you've missed the first two shots. So, what I need to do here is to hire a designated hugger to follow me around, you know, the radio station or maybe just different places that I go to, because maybe that's what I need. I just need hugs all the time, that human touch factor of what exactly needs to happen. I mean, I don't know. I look at it and I go, it's kind of crazy. I mean, what do you think about this whole human touch thing? Some people thoroughly enjoy it. Some people always have questions about what should happen in regards of human touch. Are you into it? Now, I will tell you that I have realized in life that as I've gotten older, I have become a hug avoider. And what do I mean when I say that? I'm more of a side hugger. I don't want the full-on hug. I know it's a weird conversation to have, but we're talking about it now. So I don't know. Is the pat on the back an important thing to you? And when you take a look at it, do you take a look at it when you're in the standpoint of doing the different things inside of the world? Do you look at it and go, okay, this is how I'm going to do this, but only from the standpoint that it needs to be done where you're located? I mean, I don't know. It's just some stuff to talk about as we are looking through the whole process of information that is going on real quick. So let's talk about some other stuff, because there's always plenty of other stuff to talk about. Take a look at this. Have you gotten a good... with the bad and the arrival of spring also means the arrival of spring cleaning season. If you're like me, one thing for big reasons you dread starting it because all of the clutter. New research shows that the common concern, a survey of 2,000 homeowners with garages in the U.S. found that 40% are afraid of facing the clutter in their homes. And although 82% said that they would consider themselves to be well organized, their feeling of mental load is keeping them from their home check. Nearly half of the respondents said that organizations of their home has impact of their mental health, and also 80% of them motivated when they said that their home isn't cluttered. The most difficult areas of the home organized were found in their garage, followed by closet drawers. Obviously, these people don't have teenagers in their bedrooms. Who am I kidding? The real reason I dread spring cleaning is because it involves doing stuff. And I don't want to do any stuff that doesn't involve my couch and maybe some playoffs on TV. Maybe that's one way to take a look at it as we are going through the whole process here of going through some stuff and going through some information as we're talking about. So what do you take a look at? Now, I will tell you, I have been into some people's garages that I am 100% convinced that they're museums. They're definitely not garages from the standpoint on how I look at my garage, because I have my car in my garage and I have a bunch of clutter inside of there as well. Now, maybe I do things slightly different, but maybe that's the way that the world actually works for me as we are speaking. So there's some information for you, some things to think about, and some things to move forward with. So keep that in mind as we are moving forward, no doubt about that. Anyways, currently 52 minutes past the top of the hour, so why don't we do this? Why don't we bring in some John Smalls and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Drake. Jay-Z said, "I love what I do, and when you love what you do, you want to be the best at it." I love that. I can relate to this for sure. I absolutely love what I do, but I'll never claim to be the best at this. I'm sure there are many people who are far better and much more qualified to do this. I do, however, appreciate that I've been blessed with the opportunity to be able to do this each week. I can't imagine what else I would do. Frankly, I'm not qualified to do most things. And I've got a team of awesome and talented individuals who work with our team. That is another blessing, to surround yourself with other people who love what they do. That matters. I've worked with people who don't have passion, and it's rough.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. The fourth group of people the leader must deal with are the VDPs, the very draining people. These tend to be insecure people with a history of rejection. If the leader is a compassionate person, they will be drawn to him. Once he gives them his attention, they'll want more and more. If he is not careful, their neediness will consume him. So what can he do? He must be available to minister to them, but he must also guard himself, lest their neediness devour him. Lord, help us to minister to all people, including the very needy people. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's get into the nitty-gritty of things that are going on. Let's talk about some stuff that happened back on this date, because it's one of those things that we probably need to talk about. Taking a look back to 2012, one of the world's the One World Trade Center becomes the tallest building in New York, overtaking the Empire State's building. It stands at 1,792 feet, towering over the Empire State's building, which is 1,250 feet. So that's something to think about. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. James Britton McVeigh turns 31. Travis Scott turns 33. Ana de Armas turns 36. Paul Klein turns 36 as well. Diane Agron turns 38. Gal Gadot turns 39. Drew Seeley and Kristen Dunst both turn 42. Kunal Nair turns 43. Sam Heumann turns 44. Johnny Kolaski turns 49. Isaiah Thomas turns 63. So there you go. That's some birthdays for you. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I always have some of those for you. It's National Tie-Dye Day. It's National Honesty Day. National Mr. Potato Head Day. Day of the Child. National Bugs Bunny Day. National Bubble Tea Day, National Raisin Day, National Oatmeal Cookie Day, and International Jazz Day. So there you go, some days to celebrate if you're taking a gander into that information right there. No doubt about that as we are moving right there. If you do need a random joke for today, I definitely have one of those, because why would we not have one of those? If you can't get a lawyer who knows the law, get one who knows the judge. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What movie do you believe everyone should watch at least one time? If you need a question for the water cooler, go ahead and give this a try. A survey asks if you could hypnotize your spouse to do one thing, that what would it be? This was an easy number one answer. What is it? Like, I'm being dead serious when I say this. It was actually clean the house. Clean the house. That's the number one overall. So there you go. Some stuff to think about. No doubt about that. So here we go. Like I said earlier, we are coming to you from Energy Safety Canada 2024 in Banff. We are enjoying our time today. We'll be coming in and out of Safety FM, so you'll have the opportunity to take a listen to what the hell we have going on. No doubt about that, as we get to talk to the speakers as they're coming off the stage. I believe the first speech today starts about 1 o'clock. Time here, so keep in mind that it's almost 11 o'clock in 3 minutes or so, so just keep that in mind. So we'll be jumping in and out of covering some of that information as we are moving forward. With that being said, thank you for taking a listen to what we have going on, because it's always a good time when we get to hang out with you. If I can't give you a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. In dreams and in love, there are no impossibilities. In dream and in love, there is no impossibility. So keep that in mind. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big. And that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.